Lieutenant Governor candidate Tim Wu, who along with Zephyr Teachout is challenging Cuomo and Kathy Hochul in the state Democratic primary, teaches New York State criminal law at Columbia University. Wu says while a grand jury will have to determine whether any actual crimes were committed, he says Cuomo's staff's alleged interference in an ethics commission sending out subpoenas is potentially in violation of several state statutes.
Criminal solicitation of official misconduct, section which is 100-190 New York Penal Code, conspiracy to perform official misconduct, potentially the obstructing of government administration, and hindering a prosecution.
Cuomo now says his staff merely offered advice and the subpoenas were eventually sent. Wu says that doesn't matter. He likens it to a classic ticket-fixing scheme.
Let's say you reach out to a police officer and say, you know, I'd like you to fix this ticket of my cousin's. And he says, you know, I don't really think I should do that. It's still a crime.
Wu says under existing law, several state officials are empowered to take some kind of action. He says the local district attorneys have full jurisdiction, and the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, could make what's known as a referral to the Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, as well as the state legislature, who could be holding hearings. Cuomo's Republican opponent, Rob Astorino, is also alleging that Cuomo or his staff might have broke the law. He says state law requires that any evidence of criminal activity by a Moreland Act commission be forwarded to the state police and other law enforcement officials. The governor shut down the commission before that happened. Astorino spoke outside the Tweed Courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
I believe very strongly that only a state prosecutor, a special prosecutor, looking into state laws can tell us the truth on this.
Cuomo reacted to Astorino's charges at an event on Long Island.
That's entertaining.
Cuomo says he's never heard of the theory that Astorino is proposing on possible criminal actions, and the governor says he told commission members when he disbanded the panel that they should turn over any possible evidence of wrongdoing to law enforcement. Cuomo says commission co-chair Onondaga DA William Fitzpatrick, who he says is the senior co-chair of the commission, has already said in a statement issued Monday that no one interfered with the investigations.
The real question is, was the commission independent in the decisions that it made? And sometimes the answer is yes or no. And sometimes there is a definitive source. And the co-chair of the committee said definitively yesterday that he made all the decisions with his co-chairs, period.
The lengthy New York Times report on the Moreland Commission cited emails by Fitzpatrick complaining about interference from Cuomo's top aide. The governor was asked why the other two co-chairs, who include Nassau County DA Kathleen Rice, who is running for Congress, have not commented so far. Cuomo says if they disagreed with Fitzpatrick, then they would have spoken up by now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.